This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Shelley Argent is well known to many people in our community. Shelley is from PFLAG, Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gay. She's the national spokesperson. And Shelley has written a letter, which she sent to a lot of her friends, and we'll cover that in a sec. I just want to give a little personal reflection of something that happened to me in the last week. A very old friend of mine who, let's call him a laconic Australian, heavy Australian accent, very blokey, and I'm not trying to categorise, but so some people will get an idea.
Like me.
Blokey, I said. And you're a Sula. And we were discussing this question around marriage equality, and this particular person was brought up in a Catholic environment with Catholic parents, went to a Catholic school, and we're talking about his beliefs, and he had some concerns around religious freedoms, and we'll cover this with Shelley because it was the same questions. But he said to me, he said, "Macca, despite some of those concerns, which aren't huge, they were issues he wanted to talk through, but he said, I would not be able to look you in the face in the knowledge that if I voted no, I denied you not just the right, but the choice to get married. He said, so whilst I have some concerns, and let's talk through them, I'm going to vote yes. Because," he said, "I couldn't look at you and my other LGBTIQ friends and make a decision to vote against what you're entitled to and what you should have the right to decide for yourself." Shelley.
Hi,
Dave. Hi, sorry, I just wanted to say that because in a way it feeds
you have
in
to excuse us sometimes, Shelley.
Yeah, sometimes I get, you know, get soapbox.
Can I just say, first of all, it's great to have you on our show. I don't think we've had you before on Saturday Magazine, so good morning to you. Thank you for coming on.
Good, thank you. No, I'm more than happy to be on the program talking about this today.
Well, I mean, I regard you as one of our national heroes.
Yes, absolutely.
The work that you've done for our communities, I know for your family, but for our communities as a whole, has been absolutely outstanding. I know that you've been awarded and acknowledged nationally for doing that. You've been given an Order of Australia, and very appropriately so. So thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you. That's really nice. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it's like this morning, I have been sitting with a young friend and we have been laminating signs. And I've got about 5,000 signs to laminate. And I can tell you, it gets pretty boring. And then when somebody says to me, thank you, like you have just done, it really makes it feel like, oh, okay, thank you. And it's like, I know why I'm doing it and it's all worthwhile. So thank you. I appreciate it.
You've moved us, all of us in here.
We do thank you because it's very important. And, you know, your work follows the work of many, you know, Nan McGregor.
She was amazing.
Who did some extraordinary
work.
She
is amazing, yes.
And with her husband, John, over many, many years.
Yes.
What I wanted to ask you, Shelley, was, you know, so you wrote a letter, you know, to some friends and others around this issue.
Yes.
Tell us why you did it and what you said.
Well, I can't remember exactly now what I said, but, you know, I did it because I thought, you know, I'm always very objective and I'm always writing things and, or, you know, little additions to pieces that I've got out of the paper or something. But I thought, no, I really need to personalise it and sort of say to my friends, you know, this is important to me, and if you are my friend, you know, please do this for James, because if it was their children, I would most definitely, you know, be voting for their child or supporting them with whatever their child needs. And you know, it was funny because I actually found it a very difficult letter to write, and I found that it was, I sort of wrote it and then I sort of looked at it and then I just thought, hit the button, you know, so that I couldn't back down from it, which I did. I hit the button. And I don't, some friends have responded, and like, of course, favourably. Others, I think, probably think, oh, yeah, Shell may have just sent this out to everybody, and I know that some friends who haven't responded will be voting. But there's also some that I'm thinking, not sure, and how will it be when I see them next?
Yeah.
Mm. And so, you know, and I thought to myself, well, you know, this is me, a mother, but, you know, the LGBTIQ people and my son, you know, they face that every day.
Mm.
And so I thought there's nothing wrong with me doing this, going through a similar process. And then that's why I then put it, I sent out a media release with it, because I thought this is important and people need to know how it also affects parents and extended family.
Yes.
It's not just about the young person or the couple. It's about their family as well and their needs and their want for their child to, you know, have the same rights as their siblings. And, you know, it's very true because my straight son is still single. And in one sense, you know, I'd love some grandchildren, but in another sense, I'm also pleased that he is single because I'm not faced with that being pleased for him that he's getting married and then looking at my other son thinking he doesn't have that same right and privilege. And it would be, for me, a very difficult time knowing that one doesn't have the same rights as the other because they're both loved equally. And it's like on one of my little signs that I'm doing, it's like, you know, we can't buy our child's rights. They can't earn them. But the person who ticks yes can actually give them their rights.
Shelley,
that's the only way they're going to get them.
In your media release, the media release is attached to an email from you, and you say that in one sense, having to write this felt demeaning for you.
Yes.
That none of your other friends need to ask permission from their friends and loved ones to support their child.
Yeah, and it's true, and it's like, but it is demeaning, and I think it's also more than demeaning for like anybody that's LGBT to have their rights discussed and be voted on or by people who don't know them or care about them, can be misinformed, and it's not up to other people to be deciding what your rights should be. Mm. I just think that is insulting.
I agree. And one of the things that's incumbent on all of us, Shelley, is we've got to encourage people to vote.
Yes, we do.
Obviously, my preference is encourage people who are going to vote yes to vote.
Yanni, one of our listeners, actually encourages our listeners to get out there and vote. Don't be complacent about it. Yanni says that it's what caused Brexit and Trump apathy.
That's exactly right.
So make sure, you know, go to your post box, get your letter out, complete it and post it. Make sure you post it.
But make it a task every single day that you speak to one person about exercising their vote, and if they have a view, you know, if they're going to vote no, well, explain to them, as you have, Shelley, as to why this is so important. Talk them through it. If that doesn't work, encourage them to abstain.
And that's right. That's right. If you're either uncertain or inclined to be a no voter, yes, do nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, yes, that's right. And I agree. And I must say that I encourage a lot of conversation when I'm talking to people. And now, can I just say that, you know how we have the Christian, or not the Christian, the religious organisations worrying about the children and the radical gay sex and everything else is going to be taught, which I just love that. I just think, first of all, what's radical gay sex? Do they know? And then who's going to teach it?
Yeah, no one's asked me.
But what happened here in Queensland is the Queensland Teachers Union has put out a letter saying that this will not be happening in Queensland schools, as these organisations are suggesting. And yesterday, I have a couple of hats that I wear, and then yesterday I was at a place where I was wearing my other hat, and I was actually at a meeting with the Queensland Curriculum, or I can't remember the title, but whatever they do, they're the ones that decide on the curriculum,
yeah.
And they are from, like, Catholic schools, independent, just the ordinary state, everything. And it's a statutory body, and I asked them, and they just looked at me like, are you seriously asking this question? Because nobody can make these changes or suggestions that these organisations are saying will happen.
Yeah,
so you've got the teachers saying it's not going to happen and the curriculum makers saying it's not going to happen, I think you can say it's not going to happen.
Shelley, I've got two things I'd like to just quickly mention. Firstly, is it okay if we post your media release on the Saturday Magazine website?
Absolutely.
Done.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll arrange to do that pretty quick, Smart. Secondly, mm-hmm. I just wanted to let you know that we've had a bit of feedback from some of our listeners. Matt from Thornbury just says, what a legend. You're an advocate, you're a diva, you're a loving mum. Thanks, Shelley. So I just thought you'd like to hear that.
Yes, thank you.
It makes around laminating 5,000,
yes,
whatever it is that you're laminating, all that much more worthwhile, really, doesn't it?
I hope the fumes aren't giving you the giggles.
No. Well, actually, I've got this young man helping me, and he keeps looking at me going, why are you so angry? And I'm thinking, I'm not angry. I'm just bored witless.
Well, maybe you should come onto our show more often on a Saturday morning.
Yes, whenever you like.
Great. We've got your number now.
Yes, right. Thank you.
So, look,
okay, thanks so much.
We're going to go to a break. So I want to say thank you, Shelley, for your work. Thank you for giving us your time today and penning this letter and, you know, laminating 5,000 signs. Good on you.
Yeah, thank you. My pleasure. Okay, thanks so much.
Cheers.
Bye. Bye-bye.
That was Shelley Argent, the national spokesperson for PFLAG.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.